Every morning, Taryn Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 5th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is you may recognize her name at the very least. It's Nikki. She has been she's in the chat all the time. She's a great person on Twitter. She's joining me today to update you on the live feed. How are you doing, Nikki?
Hi, Taryn. I'm good. Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here this morning.
Yes. You are in the Netherlands?
Yes, that's right. So that's why I talk with an accent. English is my second language.
All right. Playing the song again in the morning. I am very terrified that one of these times that I play the music, nobody's going to hear it. And I'm just going to be sitting here and dancing to no music, and people are going to make fun of me. But so far, it's worked out.
We'll tell you.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are here to update you on everything that's been going on the live feeds yesterday. And let's get into it. There was a lot of stuff happening yesterday.
Lots of
conversations. Yeah. Things are still up in the air today. There's a lot of stuff could happen. To start the day, we had Sam campaigning to Scotty. This was going to be an unfortunate failure for Sam here. She tells him, look, it's either you or Caitlin. You guys are the swing votes. I really want to, make this happen. I can be your ride or die. So and so, blah, blah, blah. And it's an anonymous vote. Nobody would even know if you kept me. That's ever convinced anyone. Scotty's not going to buy this, though.
Yeah, and she has the wrong read on the house. He doesn't see how close Scotty and Steve are. That's the hardest vote to get out of all of them, pretty much, except maybe Swaggy.
Yes, yeah. Scotty is just, he's too loyal to his buddy Steve. Then basically right after, he will go to Steve and say, spill the entire conversation. They're going to be concerned, wait a minute, what is this? Why is she so confident about these votes, saying that they're swing votes? I don't like the sound of this. Tyler is there during part of that conversation, and he's like, oh, well, maybe she doesn't know what a swing vote means, because she's probably just confused. Tyler's trying to do some damage control here.
And bring some people lying to Sam about voting to keep her just because they don't want to tell her to her face, and says things are different than they are.
Yes. Which is, fair. A lot of people before they get voted out often think that they have more votes than they do, because people do lie to them sometimes. It's a plausible, plausible explanation. Tyler's then going to go to Sam and be like, don't tell people that they're swing votes. That's probably not the best idea. Also, you should give up on Scotty. This is not going to happen.
And especially don't tell people who are the other swing votes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So then we got, and we talked about this a bit last night, Brett, Winston, and Angela. The bros are pitching to Angela that they should be keeping Steve. We don't need to save Sam. She isn't worth it. We don't want to expose ourselves. We don't want to expose the alliance. Let's just vote to keep Steve. That's what we should do. That's what the bros had talked about the previous night, and this is them putting it into action. At first, Angela isn't really on board, but they do eventually kind of bring her around and have Angela convinced to vote to keep Steve.
Yeah. Then Rachel comes in and they try to convince her, but she straight up brings up, I think Steve would put up me and Angela, which you and Brent said last night, that's a very big possibility. So she should be afraid of keeping Steve, because she would put probably her and Angela up on the block.
Yeah, especially Rachel in particular has not felt great. I think one of the things being that Steve basically said to her face, like, oh, you did really well in that that HOH, like Steve talking about how she's good at these competitions, and she just felt uncomfortable about that, and so she's not Steve's biggest fan, but she does eventually also come around to the idea, okay, fine, let's keep Steve, we don't have the votes anyway. The bros doing some good work within their own alliance to convince people, you know, for now at least. Then we had Scotty then informs Swaggy about Sam's pitch, and this basically just kills off any chance of the Hinky vote plan happening. Swaggy's like, yeah, definitely none of us can vote to evict Steve. That can't happen. And I'm sad at what could have been.
That would have been so fun to watch on the beach and on the episode. That'd be amazing.
Yeah. So JC's going to spend a lot of time during the day fighting what seem like losing battles, but he keeps getting people to be like, okay, maybe. He's going to really give Haley the hard sell, trying to convince her to flip her vote, asking, hey, are you in a showman's with Fessy? I've been hearing you're in a showman's with Fessy. But she says no.
She doesn't like being reminded of that, of people thinking that. So that's makes her want to distance herself from Fessy, which is a good thing for JC.
Yeah, it's not her favorite. Not her favorite thing. So Tyler will then talk to Casey. And this was what was happening last night during the recap podcast. He finally tells somebody, and that person is Casey, about Sam's power. He says, this is why we need Sam to stay. She told me not to tell anyone, but I'm telling you. And you can't tell anyone else, but you know, she has this power. She's going to be able to stay. And we need to vote. Even if she goes, we need to vote to keep her so that she knows that we were loyal to her when she stays. And Casey says, okay, yes, I won't tell anyone.
Yeah. And he really wants her help to convince everybody else to stay on board with the plan. I think that's the main reason he told her.
Yes. And then soon after this, he's going to go to Sam and say, hey, I think you should maybe tell Casey about your power.
Yeah,
I think she'll be helpful.
He told Casey to be like, you need to be surprised if Sam tells you.
Yes.
Don't let her know you already know.
He's just like it's, we talked about it a lot, like so many plates spinning in the air. Like he's got so many different things going. Like, okay, so you know this, but you need to be surprised about this when she tells this. And then, oh, hey, you should go maybe tell her and then see how surprised she is. Like he's just on top of everything. How long can this last, Nikki?
It can't last long. I love watching him. Tyler is my favorite to watch on the feed. Like, just the way he talks game, I feel like he's so much smarter at playing the game right now than everybody else. But it has to tumble down, and a conversation later in the night might see some of that happening, maybe.
Yes. So then we get Casey, Angela, and Rachel. This is a really funny conversation where Angela and Rachel are like, I don't know. We were kind of thinking about the vote, and Casey's like, oh, we need to vote to keep Sam. And they're like, yeah, but I mean, I don't know. We were kind of starting to think, no, we need to vote to keep Sam. We need to vote to keep Sam. Okay.
She's very convinced.
She just kept repeating it.
Yeah, no reasons, just we need to do this, just trust me, basically.
Yeah, it's one of those, is like, when you can't tell somebody a reason why, you just keep being forceful, like, no, this is, we're doing this.
That rarely works, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. JC is gonna talk to Angela and say, and so What are we doing? You think we're going to hide anything? Like, the lines are drawn anyway. It doesn't make sense to hide this alliance. Like, this doesn't make any sense to me. I talked to Haley, and she's going to vote however Tyler wants her to. I don't understand why JC is so confident in his ability to flip Haley.
I think Haley did at one point say it, because JC was like, we need to do this, we need to do this. So then she was like, sure, I'll vote however Taylor says I would, but... She never meant it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like she eventually like fine, I'll think about it. But I don't know. It's silly to me that he's so confident. And he's so confident after this conversation with Angela. It's a bit later on in the day. He'll eventually try to convince Fessy and Swaggy to vote the other way. Like, oh my God. Like, what are you doing?
JC will also crumble like nothing else, and it'll be great to see.
Yes. All right. So he also thinks Winston is a chicken.
For not wanting to vote Sam out. Yeah, to keep Sam.
Exactly.
True. But like Winston keeps hammering home, we need to hide our alliance. We need to hide our alliance, when everybody knows they're an alliance, I think. And at least their core people would only keep more safe if they knew everybody else, and if it's just the four of them. The four of them are getting targeted anyway, no matter what.
Yes. Pokemaniac in the chat says Winston is a chicken. There you go. Rachel, Angela, and Winston have a conversation after the JC thing. They think the girls think JC must have the power because he's so confident about everything. Rachel is saying, well, maybe we should. I do think we should keep Sam. I mean, I've been thinking about it. We should keep Sam. That's what I'm going to do. And Winston's just like, and he's going to run to Brett and be like, Brett, I need your help. You need to help me convince these people.
Yeah, he's getting frustrated with him, and he has like that face, and he's like, he gets so frustrated about the girls talking back to him and not just doing what he tells them to do.
Yes. So he is going to, they're eventually going to come back, but JC is going to have one more push at Haley, with Tyler in the room this time, and constantly asking Tyler, like, Tyler, what do you think she should vote for Steve? And Tyler's just like, I mean, I'm close to both of them. Like, Tyler knows this is a losing fight and he doesn't want to get involved.
Tyler wants to get out of the room so badly, you could see it. And then he tried to escape, and they were like, but Tyler, what do you think? Tell us, you're the HOH.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care, I don't care.
And again, to JC's credit, I guess, after Tyler leaves, she is saying, I see what you're saying, JC. Like, I'll think about it. But man, it's, well, I don't know. I don't see Haley flipping.
That isn't the right vote. She just all focused on Caitlyn, and they focused on many other people that weren't Caitlyn that didn't have any effect on the day, like Scotty and Haley.
Yeah. Then JC is going to, again, work on Fessy, and then Swaggy saying, you know, maybe a couple of you guys could vote to keep Sam and just see what happens. Who knows?
Yeah, he wants Steve to be angry at them, so he doesn't want a unanimous vote, like Winston keeps saying Swaggy wants.
Yeah. Winston is finally going to come back to the women with Brett at his side. He can't do anything without his bro. So they're saying, look, we need to keep Steve. Steve comes with Scotty. We need them. We've got a relationship with them. We're going to hide the alliance. We got to do this. We got to. It's starting to fight a losing battle here.
Yeah, like Rachel and Angela keep getting more and more convinced that keeping Sam is just a better option, because they do realize that their alliance is out in the open, and it has they don't see the benefit in keeping Steve.
Yes.
Because he will still come after them.
Yes. So they're all going to get together. Level six mm-hmm. of them, they're coming together. Tyler, Winston, Brett, Angela, Rachel, Casey, they come together, and Tyler is finally trying to tell them, like, look, we need to keep Sam. This needs to happen. Winston says, no, look, Sam is a liability. She's gonna tell everyone who voted to keep her, and then everyone's gonna know. It's like, what do you mean? Of course they're gonna know. What do you mean that they're gonna know? Like, what are you talking about, Winston?
Yeah, he's very delusional about what he thinks the other side knows. He thinks the other side is even stupider than he actually is.
I guess so. I don't understand it. Winston, you're making me so agitated that I'm using my voice too much, and it's my throat's starting to hurt again. Stop it, Winston.
Oh, no. Winston, you're ruining Darren's voice.
So Winston says, like, look, I have a relationship with Steve, and he'll be able to pull Scotty. And Tyler's like, dude, Scotty is Swaggy's informant. Like, you should not feel like you have any chance at Scotty. Like, they are on the other side. And Winston's, I think, pretty sad to hear this.
Yeah, but he's right. Like, there is a chance, but especially Scotty. Scotty is the one they thought they were closest to, but they're probably closer to Steve than to Scotty with that side. And it's just a lost cause. And if they can get Sam and Caitlin on their side, that would be much stronger than trying to get Steve or Scotty, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I feel like Winston is a lot less aggressive in this conversation than he has been in the one-on-ones or the three-on-fours with Rachel and Angela, but he is still pretty convinced about wanting to vote out Sam because she's a liability.
Yeah, there's definitely, like, he with Tyler in the room and Tyler being so confident, like, Winston definitely had less of, like, he was a little more hesitant to push his own agenda. So they do eventually agree, especially once they, you know, have more information from Tyler about Scotty, like, okay, fine. Like, maybe we'll be on board. If Caitlin is definitely going to vote to keep Sam, then we can be on board. So Tyler says, okay, here's what we'll do. I have a plan to get Caitlin on board. And what I'll do is, if my hair is down, that means we're going to vote to keep Sam. We're going to vote Steve out. If my hair is down, we're voting Steve out. That means Caitlin's on board. We have the votes. If my hair is up, vote Sam out. So
hair's down, it's going down.
Yes, we didn't get the hinky vote plan, but we do now have the hair plan. And I'm very, very happy about this.
But then, yeah, then they still go back about, like, they still discuss the power and they still don't feel very confident about keeping Sam. Like, Winston is still not happy about it. Like, they keep discussing who has the power. And because at one point, JC mentioned that a her has the power and they believe JC knows who has the power. So they think Angie has the power and they do a lot of speculation on that.
Yes.
Which Tyler gets frustrated with.
Yeah, they just they're speculating forever. And then, like, you can see it in Tyler's face. He's just like, oh my God, this is, like, so annoying. And he eventually decides, you know what? Come on, guys. It's Sam. She has the power. She's a freaking robot.
Yes, it finally comes out. And suddenly the mood in the HOH room changes. They're all suddenly so happy and they're high-fiving all around. And they suddenly are all on board keeping Sam. No doubts in their minds.
Yes. Winston immediately is like, whoa, she tricked me. No, never mind. She is worth keeping. That's great. I want to, like, I'm all about Sam now. Look, you know, America liking you has a lot of benefits in the Big Brother house.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. No, and I think the reason that they could use the power for themselves also helped, because I believe Tyler also explained that to them.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely useful. Tyler says that, looked like she told me not to tell anyone. They didn't seem upset at Tyler for keeping it a secret up until this point. Who knows if that will come back like later, but it seems fine. Winston said to Tyler, like, don't tell her you told us, and don't tell her to tell us, because we want her to think that we just voted to keep her without the benefit of the power. Which
smarter thing said all day.
Yeah, exactly. But the hair plan is still on. This is still not a guarantee because if they don't have the votes, then, you know, who knows? They also discussed, because they don't know how it works. You know, the way Tyler described it was like the way that he understood how Sam described it to him was that she can just stand up and say, I'm not leaving. But from our understanding of it, that's not how it will work. But they're thinking like, oh, that might mean that you might not nominate somebody as a replacement. If so, it would be Bailey, unless you can nominate anyone, in which case let's take the shot at Swaggy. Like, they're talking about like, oh, we could get Swaggy out maybe. But I am a little bit like, if they end up not getting the votes, and they've and then Sam leaves, they're all gonna look at Tyler and just be like, so she just walked out the door, like, dude, yeah, what are you, what's going on here?
Especially if he didn't, like, if he returns within like half an hour, it will be fine, probably, in the end. But it might, like, it could be 3 weeks from now until she's back, if she's back, so. And Tyler will also be confused because he truly believes that's how the power works.
It would be pretty funny. It would. So that's what they're doing right now. The plan is to try and flip Caitlyn, but I don't, Nikki, I don't know if they're going to be able to succeed in flipping Caitlyn. I really don't know what's going to happen here.
No, well, yeah, especially since the conversation later that night between Caitlyn and her alliance, mm-hmm. because Caitlyn went to bed, but then Rockstar and Haley started talking about, like, are we sure we want to keep Steve? And they confirmed, yeah, we feel good about our alliance. But then they get in a group in a room with, like, everybody in their alliance, like Bailey, Swaggy, Vessel, and them two, and they really start talking about what about the votes and maybe they can swing Caitlyn. Haley comes up with, like, wait, are we sure Caitlyn is with us? She's been hanging out with Tyler and Brad a lot. So Bailey goes to wake her up, which is always a good thing in the Big Brother house, to wake people up in the middle of the night. But in the conversation with them later, she seems confident in wanting to be with them and wanting to keep them. And they, like, form a new alliance to include Bailey in their old alliance, basically.
Yes, Faute has now become, what was it, the Secret Six, something like that?
Yeah, I heard different names. I heard them talk about the Illuminati last night, but also the Secret Six. They have had different names going around, so I'm not sure exactly what they settled on, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, maybe we'll see. It's not official until the episode coins it, sometimes at least. As you mentioned, they form this new, the Sacred Six, is that it? Who knows? This alliance is basically Faute plus Bailey. As you mentioned, part of the initiative to create this was to make sure that Caitlyn is on board. But Caitlyn was already, like, she doesn't want to vote Steve out. She likes Steve. She wants to keep her word to Steve. And I really don't know how successful Tyler could be by, you know, trying to convince Caitlyn to do this, especially because a lot of his plans, I feel like, are just too risky and too bold. We talked about that last night, like trying to convince her, like, oh, there's a power, you have to, there's a vote steal, there's whatever. I just don't know, like, I don't know if that's enough to sway her. And if he comes at her, like, aggressive like that, like, oh, you need to do this or you're screwed, I feel like Caitlyn is the kind of person that like backs away from that and says, no way, I'm not gonna do this.
The truth would probably work best. And I do think there were some things said in that conversation that I think were bad things to say to her. Like Bailey said, JC is just on your side and your side isn't the same as our side. And I think that's a terrible comment to make to Caitlyn. And like Vessel was all over Haley and didn't pay any attention to Caitlyn, basically. And small things like that. But Caitlyn seemed fine. So either she was acting very well or she actually is fine with them being on that side. So it's hard to see what actually happens.
Yeah, honestly, you know, theoretically anything could happen today. My guess, though, is that these six will, like, just the fact that, like, you make a six-person alliance at, what, like, 3 or 4 in the morning, and then not, you know, just over 12 hours later, you're going to vote against that alliance. Like, that's That's a bit too bold, in my opinion, for any of these people to do. I think that those six are going to stick together in the vote, at least. And then we will probably see something like a 7-6 vote. But again, they could then decide, like, OK, maybe we shouldn't all vote. You know, maybe it shouldn't be a 7-6 vote. Maybe it should just be like a, you know, 10-3 vote or something along those lines. Yeah. So a lot of different things could happen. This could be a very exciting day. Hopefully Tyler decides to do his plan while the feeds are still on.
That'd be good.
Because if he doesn't, then we might not
get to see it. He wants the HH room.
What's
probably
that?
Like the HOH room usually closes before the fees go down, I feel like. So if he wants to do it in the HOH room, which is the best place to do it, he should do it before the fees go down.
Yeah. You know, I hope so, because like they're definitely not going to have time to edit it together for the live show if he does it after the feeds go down. I assume, although I might be thinking Big Brother Canada, Big Brother US does usually have a bit better production in terms of that.
Usually, but still.
Yeah.
It's live, so they don't have the time between the live show and the episode to air to edit stuff together like BB Can.
It's true, but they still managed to do it better than BB Can, in my opinion. But yeah, we'd have to wait until Sunday probably to see that footage if we don't see it on Thursday or tonight.
Still not a thing about the conversation between like the new Six Alliance. Vessel clearly mentioned if Steve leaves, one of us betrayed it.
Yeah.
And he was very clear, like, one of the six of us will have done it, because it can be Scotty. So he really made Caitlin feel like, we know it's going to be you if Steve leaves, basically.
Yeah.
And she felt like that's what they were telling her without actually telling her, and just saying, one of the six of us, but really, we mean you.
Exactly. Look, theoretically, anything can happen, because the knowledge that Sam has the power, and the knowledge of any kind of power, could theoretically change anybody's mind and change a lot of different things. So, will it change Caitlyn's mind enough that she would flip on her alliance? I don't think so. But if Caitlyn then brings the knowledge that Sam has a power to other people in her alliance, that could theoretically change things. And it depends on how Tyler approaches them about this. It depends on, like, again, I feel like if Sam is the one to approach some of the people on the other side, that could work a lot better. Tyler might decide to do that, because he did say for Sam to go to Casey, he might have, he might think of a similar plan when it comes to Caitlyn or somebody else. So there are a lot of different ways that this could play out. And I honestly couldn't tell you with any kind of certainty what this vote is going to look like.
But that's great. Like, normally I feel like we know on Monday how it's going to end up, and I like weeks where that isn't the case.
Yeah, definitely. So very, very excited. Very excited. Make sure you tune in tonight to see what goes down. Look at Tyler's hair. That's going to be very telling.
It's going down.
And then, of course, we will be live after the live eviction. I believe it will be Rob, Melissa, and Brent. Finally going to get
a night off.
Finally going to get a podcast
off. Voice.
Yeah. So make sure you check that out. I think anything else that you wanted to talk about, Nikki?
No, I think that's it. It was a good night, a good day of feeds, but I think we talked about everything that happened.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you for coming on with me, Nikki. You did a great
job.
I
really enjoyed it. Thank you.
All right. Make sure you, I don't know, follow us on Twitter. I'm at @armstrongtyler. Nikki is great on Twitter. I have been following her for a while. You are one of the people that I have in I've got a list of people that I keep updated. She is great to follow if you want to keep updated.
Thanks.
On the feeds. Make sure you follow Nikki. What is your Twitter handle?
@NikkiPhilly. NikkiPhilly.
Yes. Sorry. You can go ahead. NikkiPhilly. That is Nikki on Twitter. Make sure you follow her. I think that's it. So thank you everyone for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Next time.